Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Today we move in our Gospel of Matthew from parable to reality, from story to event in the kingdom of heaven. And that's been the discussion of the Gospel of Matthew, is the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus Christ as the reign and rule of God in the world and through the Spirit, that's the kingdom of heaven. And today, the kingdom of heaven is marked by a word in particular, and that is compassion. The kingdom of heaven is a kingdom of compassion. Now, we can define compassion a lot of ways, but the working definition that I have is that compassion is love that shows itself in action. Compassion is love that shows itself in action. It's love that moves one to do something about something, right? So in our text, Jesus sees all of the people and he has compassion on them. And he is moved then to heal their sick. That's what it says. So Jesus' compassion moves him to do something about the people's situation. Now, we talk a lot about that word, compassion, and how we as human beings have compassion for people in situations. But I think sometimes our definition falls a little short. At least our approach falls a little short. We go into the realm of sympathy rather than compassion. We see somebody in a situation, in a life situation, and we feel bad for them. But do we feel bad enough to do something about it? Well, maybe sometimes. But then the question becomes, is that love that's motivating that, or is that our own guilt for our situation, that we feel that this person is in a much different situation and we feel bad for them because we're in a good situation and they're not in a good situation, so then we feel like we have to do something. That's not compassion. When it's motivated by guilt or pity, that's not compassion. And I'm not saying that we aren't motivated by those things and what we do benefits somebody. I'm not saying stop doing that. I'm saying it's not compassion. It's different. Compassion is motivated by love, the love that God has for his people. Compassion is a characteristic of God himself. When God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, that's compassion for the world. I love the Greek in this. And I know I've used this before, but I use it all the time. The Greek, if we were to define compassion according to the Greek words, it's your insides go outside. You know that phrase, my heart goes out to them? The Greek is your insides, where it's sort of the seat of the soul, your guts come out because you are so moved by love for the person or the people or the situation. That's compassion. Do your insides come outside? Or is it just, I feel bad for them? There's a difference. And our human condition of pity, we often have that tendency to feel bad for others, but maybe not bad enough to do anything about it. We feel bad, but maybe we feel powerless. I feel bad for the situation, but there's nothing I can do. Really, there's nothing? Not even prayer? I know. Might step on some toes. I know I step on my own often. As I'm doing these things, I'm often kicking myself for living in pity rather than in compassion. The kingdom of heaven is a kingdom of compassion. When God confronts Moses in the burning bush in Exodus, He says, I have heard the cries of my people, and so I am sending you. God was moved by compassion and love for his people in Israel so much that he was going to send Moses and Aaron to deliver them out of bondage to slavery in Egypt. He was so moved that God's insides come outside, and he is moved to do something about it. The kingdom of heaven is a kingdom of compassion. In our text today, we see two actions of extraordinary compassion. The first is when Jesus has just heard that John, his cousin, John the Baptist, has died, actually was killed. He lost his head. Jesus is moved by the news that he withdraws from his work with the people and he goes to a desolate place to be alone with the sorrow that he feels, and yet their people see him leaving and they go on foot. He goes by a boat and they chase him around the lake till they find out where he is. He barely gets a moment alone. And yet when he sees the people and their need, their sense of helplessness or hopelessness, he's moved to heal them. And he spends all day doing it. Did you notice that in the text? By the time he's done, it's getting late. The day's worn on and it's time for dinner. He's been healing people all day. The compassion in the kingdom of heaven moves him to do something about the people's plight. He doesn't just leave them in their situation and sit back and say, wow, yeah, that's tough. Well, at least you can, you know, wake up in the morning and whatever, you know, at least you've got your health. Well, they didn't. Can't say that. Jesus is moved to encounter the people, moved to, another word that we use a lot of time is empathy. He's moved to meet the people in their situation. He doesn't heal them from afar. He doesn't wave a magic wand or his hand and all of a sudden everybody's just okay. He goes into their situation. He encounters them and meets them where they are and feels their sorrow and their helplessness and acts on it. Empathy is that ability to encounter people where they are and sort of not necessarily feel what they feel, but meet them where they are, rather than standing at a distance and saying, well, that situation looks pretty bad. You actually go into the situation. You meet the people where they are. That's what Jesus does. The kingdom of heaven is a compassionate, empathetic, or empathic kingdom. Again, that's why Jesus came. Right? He didn't just show up as an angel. He didn't just show up as a spirit. John says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He didn't dwell apart from us. He dwelt among us. He embodied the same flesh we have. He became part of the situation. He met us where we were, in our sinfulness, in our lostness, in our hopelessness. The kingdom of heaven is moved by love and compassion in action and meets us where we are. In our gospel, again, Jesus is moved by the people and their need. They're hungry. And he gives the disciples just a little bit of a nudge when they say, well, they go the sympathy route. These people are hungry, so send them so they can go buy themselves some food. We want to take care of them, but we want to do so by their own abilities, and they can go and do that over there. But Jesus says, no, no, no. The kingdom of heaven is a kingdom of compassion and empathy. You feed them. If you are so moved by your love for the people and concern for the people, then do something about it. Put your money where your mouth is and feed them. Don't just send them away to eat. You feed them. And their response is, well, we only have just this little bit. We have enough for a few of us, but not enough for everybody. They're seeing things a little short-sighted. They're maybe not as concerned as they said they were. So then Jesus, as the kingdom of heaven is compassionate, has the people sit down and he feeds them. In their hunger and in their helplessness to feed themselves because there is no food, they're in a desolate place, they're out in the middle of nowhere, there's nothing to eat, Jesus has compassion on them and feeds them. He takes the little bit of bread and the little bit of fish and provides enough for 5,000 plus. The compassion of God, the compassion of the kingdom, the compassion of Jesus acts and does something for the people. He feeds them bread that they need to eat. And it says they got enough that they were satisfied, meaning they were satiated. Their hunger was gone. They weren't hungry anymore. He didn't just give them a little cracker and some cheese. He gave them an entire meal, so much so that there were leftovers. The compassion of God is abundant, overflowing, more than just enough. It overflows to his people. We see this in what Jesus did for us. What he did as coming in the flesh, being one among us, and seeing our need, seeing us as sheep without a shepherd, our need for forgiveness, our need for grace, because we were trying all kinds of things to work ourselves out of our misery, and he sees us in that, and he's moved to do something. He's moved to go to the cross, to take all of the hurts, the hungers, the helplessness, the hopelessness, and he takes it all with him in compassion, love in action on the cross. He takes all of those things that would separate us from God, all of those things that make life a problem for us and him, and he takes it all to the cross. And there, he dies for it. He gives his life. And quite literally, what's inside of him comes out of him. His blood shed, his tears shed, all of it comes out in a very real display of compassion for his people. But he doesn't stop there for us. Today he provides more. Grace, forgiveness, love, compassion, all displayed here in the meal that we're going to share. Our need today for his forgiveness, our need today for his grace. He doesn't just sit there and say, oh yeah, you guys are all good, don't worry about it, I got it taken care of, you just go on and do what you're going to do and live the way you're... No, he says, come to the table, come you who are hungry, come you who are thirsty, who need the righteousness of God, who need that forgiveness, come. Come to the table, eat, drink, be satisfied. The kingdom of heaven is a kingdom of compassion, one that is love moved into action. And God loved his world so much, we all know that verse, that he sent Jesus to live, to die, and to rise again for you and for me. And his love and compassion doesn't end. The beauty of that love and compassion is that love and compassion is what brings us into eternity with him and with all of those who love and believe in him. Paul writes in Corinthians that faith, hope, and love are the greatest of the three, but the greatest is love, because that love is that compassion that took Jesus to the cross. That love is that identifier of God that brings us into eternity with him. The kingdom of heaven, the reign and rule of God in Christ through the Holy Spirit, Jesus himself, is a kingdom of compassion for you, for me, and for all of his creation. Amen. And now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard our hearts and minds always in the one true faith to life everlasting. Amen.